This is Radio Nepal. I am SN Srestha with the news, the headlines first. Lakshmi Puja being observed across the country this evening by worshipping Goddess Lakshmi. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli announces to honour Nepali women's football team with cash prize, each player to receive 300,000 rupees for their outstanding performance in the final of SAF Women's Championship. Environment Minister Ain Bahadur Shahi Thakuri reiterates Nepal's commitment to biodiversity conservation in UN Biodiversity Summit COP16, and North Korea launches banned intercontinental ballistic missile amidst escalating tensions with South Korea. Now the news in detail. Lakshmi Puja is being observed this evening by worshipping Lakshmi, the goddess of wealth, affluence and prosperity with devotion. Traditionally, the day falls on the third day of the Tihar festival. On this day, people clean their houses and surroundings, illuminate their homes and light butter lamps to invite Goddess Lakshmi to their homes. It is believed that the goddess Lakshmi detests the house which is unclean and untidy. To welcome the goddess in the house, devotees make the footprint signs from their courtyard up to the main altar. On the evening of Lakshmi Puja, troops of teenage girls from the neighborhood sing Bhailo, a traditional song, amidst dancing and merriment. On the occasion of Lakshmi Puja, Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli via social media has extended warm wishes to all Nepalese both at home and abroad. Earlier today, people also worshipped dogs by offering delicacies. According to tradition, honoring dogs on the 14th day of dark fortnight in the lunar month is believed to help souls pass through Yamalok, the netherworld after death. The 116th birth anniversary of revered poet Lakshmi Prasad Devkota has been celebrated today by organizing various programs at home and abroad. Commemorating the renowned poet Devkota via social media today, Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has said he motivates all Nepalese to work hard regardless of life's challenges. Revered poet Devkota was born in 1909 on the day of Lakshmi Puja at Dilli Bazar in Kathmandu. He was an accomplished poet, playwright, scholar and novelist. He is given the title of Mahakavi in Nepali literature, which translates to the great poet in English. Some of his famous works include Munamadan, Sulochana, Kunjani and Shakuntala. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has announced that Nepali women's football team will be presented with the cash prize after Tihar festival. The Prime Minister's announcement came after the Nepali team became the first runner-up in the South Asian Football Federation SAF Women's Championship 2024 held yesterday. The Prime Minister reaffirmed that the government was supportive to promoting sports and athletes. The government has announced to award the team members with 300,000 rupees each. The Prime Minister feared that the Nepali team lost the final match to Bangladesh due to technical errors despite an outstanding performance. The Prime Minister also said the government is searching for a suitable place to build a stadium with the capacity of accommodating 50,000 people. Deputy Prime Minister and Finance Minister Bishnu Prasad Podil has returned home today after attending the annual meetings of the World Bank Groups and the International Monetary Fund IMF in the USA. Revenue Secretary Dinesh Kumar Khimire welcomed the Finance Minister at the Trivandrum International Airport upon his arrival. The Finance Minister urged the world community to make the global climate funds more simplified and accessible during the meetings of the World Bank Groups and the IMF. He also called on the development partners and international community to be more responsible and sensitive for climate justice and called for an effective operation of loss and damage fund. Minister for Forest and Environment Ain Bahadur Shahi Thakuri has reiterated Nepal's commitment to biodiversity conservation. In the UN Biodiversity Summit known as COP16 being held in Cali of Colombia, the Environment Minister stated that Nepal has made remarkable progress in restoration of forest areas and conservation of endangered animals. Addressing the session, Sustainable Finance, Financial System Reform and the Global Response to Biodiversity, the Environment Minister shared that Nepal is home to world's 2.7% biodiversity, though it covers just 0.1% of the world's territory. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Landline phone ma samasya cha
1498 ma phone garnus
samasya postpaid ma ni aayo
1498 ma phone garnus
oho samje prepaid ko puk number pani chahiye thyo
tesko lagi pani 1498 ma phone garnus
नेपाल टेलिकमको GSM CDMA मोबाइल तथा ल्यान्डलाइनमा कुनै पनि समस्या आएमा जे सोध्न मन छ 1498 मा फोन गरेर सोध्नुहोस् यो नम्बरमा फोन गर्दा पैसा लाग्दैन
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
वेलकम ब्याक नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज द 48.5 मेगावाट अंडर कन्स्ट्रक्सन अपर राहुघाट hydropower project over the Rahuganga river has reached the final phase of its construction. Engineer at Upper Rahughat Project, Narottam Karki, said the construction of powerhouse, dam, tunnel and transmission line has reached its final stage. He informed that the physical progress of the project was nearly 85% and the target of generating electricity by June 2025 is going on in a full swing. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 PM English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news update. North Korea has fired a banned intercontinental ballistic missile which flew for 86 minutes, the longest flight recorded yet, before falling into waters off its east, South Korea, Japan said. According to BBC, the missile was fired at a sharply raised angle and reached as high as 7,000 km. This means that it would have covered a further distance if it were launched horizontally. Thursday's launch violated UN curbs and came at a time of deteriorating relations between the two Koreas and Pyongyang's increasingly aggressive rhetoric towards Seoul. South Korea had also warned on Wednesday that the North was preparing to fire its ICBM close to the US presidential election on the 5th of November. The death toll from the devastating flooding in southern Spain has reached 95. According to the BBC, rescuers in the region are working tirelessly to find missing people. Spanish Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez, who was in Valencia visiting an emergency coordination center in one of the most affected cities in the country, has urged people in flood-hit regions to stay at home. Reiterating an earlier remark from King Philip VI, Prime Minister Sanchez reminds the public that the emergency is not over. More than 1,000 emergency workers have been deployed to the affected areas. It's not clear how many people are unaccounted for. It is said some areas can only be reached by helicopter due to roads being blocked by mud, debris and piles of cars. Now the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in the hilly areas of Bagmati and Gandaki province, along with Koshi and partly cloudy to mainly fair in the rest of the country. Light rain or thunder and lightning is likely to occur at one or two places of Koshi province and hilly regions of the rest of the country. There are also chances of light snowfall at one or two places of the hilly high hilly and mountainous region of Koshi Province, Bagmati Province and Gandaki Province. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Lakshmi Puja being observed across the country this evening by worshipping Goddess Lakshmi. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli announces to honour Nepali women's football team with cash prize, each player to receive 300,000 rupees for their outstanding performance in the final of SAF Women's Championship. Environment Minister Ain Bahadur Shahi Thakuri reiterates Nepal's commitment to biodiversity conservation in UN Biodiversity Summit COP16, and North Korea launches banned intercontinental ballistic missile amidst escalating tension with South Korea. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.